Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're together here working hard to improve our financial IQ, our financial literacy, because our educational system is designed to make us employees, not financially independent entrepreneurs, or even really teach us about wealth. It goes back to this simple concept that the government has a set of written goals for you. Some of you don't have a set of written goals, which is extremely dangerous. You're just out there, you know, wherever the wind blows, that's where you go. It's extremely dangerous because the government does have a set of written goals for you. And one of those goals is for you to be a cog in the machine. And all our laws are written to perpetuate that, including what they are allowed to teach in high school. Not so much in college, but I can tell you I quit college for the simple reason that I went to my counselor and said, yeah, where are the classes on getting rich? And he goes, oh, there are none. I quit that day. Why was I spending, you know, good Lord, back then, you know, this was 34 years ago, I guess it was about 12, 15 grand a semester. I know now it's like 25, 30, 35, 40, but still it was an outrageous amount of money to be taught how to be an employee. Jobs are free, last I checked. And those of you who don't have a set of written goals, you're being manipulated by the government because of the way they educate us. And listening to this is a good way, listening to this show is a good way to, you know, start changing. But it takes a lot more than that. And we're going to discuss that today. I've been getting the question from Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Go banking rates. They're all asking the same question about the millennials and other generations. What should they be doing if they want to get out of this system of just being an employee and become financially independent, become an entrepreneur, become wealthy? And it really comes down to surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Les Brown brings up an application, brings up a point, and it's negative, but it's extremely accurate. He says, if you hang out with 9 losers, you'll soon become the 10th. And this is, like I said, it's extremely true. There's a study about crime where they found that almost all men and women hate crime. But when they put people in a situation where they're hanging out with criminals, they begin to accept it and eventually begin participating in it. That's pretty telling right there. That who you hang out with, that's who you're going to become. So the reverse holds true of Les Brown's statement. Yeah, if you hang out with 9 losers, soon you'll be the 10th. But if you hang out with 9 winners, you'll also soon become the 10th. And I will take it one step further. If you hang out with 9 millionaires, you will soon become the 10th. And then they're hitting me with this. Yeah, but people can't afford or don't know millionaires. They can't afford to join clubs where millionaires go. They can't really get around millionaires. What do they do? Well, you have to do what I did. I was broke, bad credit. My bills were higher than my pay. I was negative cash flow. What I did, I had read a book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. And what he did was he created an imaginary mastermind group. I believe it was all dead people, Abraham Lincoln and others. And he would study them, and that was his mastermind group. And I thought, you know what? If I can't hang out with millionaires, I'll make books the people that I hang out with. And while everybody else was going out drinking with their buddies and talking about money with people who had no money, I would be at home reading Tony Robbins. I'd be at home reading Stephen Covey, Andrew Carnegie, Warren Buffett. And what I did was I formed a network of inspirational leaders that became my mentors. I never met them. Well, I mean, I eventually met Tony Robbins, Stephen Covey, stuff like that. But at the time, I didn't have money to take their courses. I didn't have money to hire them, but I did have enough to buy the books and the tapes and the audio. And I created a little, just like Napoleon Hill, a mastermind group of thought leaders. I didn't even know that term back then. Amazingly, in a short period of time, I had the money to join clubs where I could hang around millionaires. And you know what's funny? Back then it was about $500 to join a real estate investor club. You know, our program 34 years later is still $500 to join a real estate investor club. Maybe I should raise the price. The bottom line, it's about $500 to join a club full of millionaires that you can hang out with, have a beer with, talk with, study what they're studying.
1 minute.
So for the millennials and any other generation that's younger and is worried about what they should do first, create a mastermind group. And if you have to do it like I did, with just books and tapes, CDs, audio, video, I'm telling you right now that if you go to YouTube, you can find thousands upon thousands of hours of self-education, learning how to use your brain, learning how to use your mind, and they're two different things, to get out of life what you want. I've got a list of over 100 videos on YouTube that I have committed to watch that I haven't had time to do yet. Okay. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We're going to go straight to the phone lines, which are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. We're going to talk to Rick in Clear Lake about wraparound mortgages. Rick, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Good. I'm looking at a house in Port. It's on the foreclosure list for Tuesday next week, the auction. And the The owner, he bought it about a year and a half, 2 years ago, him and his wife. Unfortunately, the wife passed away, and he can't afford to keep it anymore.
Okay.
So it's a 30-year mortgage. Interest rate's really good. It's 3.125%. The outstanding balance is about $342,000. Bank wants about $65,000 to reinstate the loan. Appraisal value, it's about 360. I'll say around there, maybe more, maybe a little bit more, but they're asking 369. It's listed with a real estate agent. So what I'm thinking is I'm trying to think if it's feasible, if it's worth doing to reinstate the loan. I asked the bank if they would, you know, negotiate on the fees. They said no, the reinstatement fees, I should say.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the exact numbers tomorrow. But I was thinking about, you know, doing a wraparound and at 7%, you know, the base rate 3.125. Just want to get your opinion on that.
Well,
it's in good shape. Let me say this. Nice house, 3-bedroom, 4-bath. Doesn't need any repairs. Nice wood floors, nice kitchen. It was built in 2000 or 1999. It's got a swimming pool and a hot tub. They're not in bad shape. They need to be cleaned. But it's not like something that needs to be filled in because it's, you know, damaged.
Understood. Well, question. Did you say they owe 342?
Yes. Yeah, they don't have much equity. They've only had it for about a year and a half.
And they're asking 369, and you think that's about what it's worth?
Yeah, I do think it's about what it's worth, yeah.
But there's that $65,000 sitting there that the bank wants.
Yeah,
because
so
when you add the 342 to 65, you got 407 in debt. That's no deal. You know, you'd be losing $30,000 to do the deal. The only way it would work would be, you know, and even then it wouldn't be a positive cash flow deal probably, but it would, if they would let you just take over the payments or do a wraparound at the 342, but I don't think the bank's going to do that. And you don't want to pay 407 for a house that's worth 369.
No, I agree completely on that. I'm trying to find out if any of the reinstatement amounts of, I'm going to say $60,000 to reinstate the loan will reduce the principal. I won't know that until tomorrow. But I'm not proposing. What I was proposing is taking over the loan. Just, you know, let them walk away from it so they don't ruin their credit. And, you know, so I would assume the loan and then make do a wrap. If I did a wrap at 7.5%, for example, there'd be about $1,000 extra cash flow per month at 3.125%.
For them?
The payment is $1,500. So if I increase the rate to 7.5, it's going to be about $1,000 extra a month. Does that make sense?
I'm not understanding why you would do that. I would wrap it with the same interest rate. If you do, you know, I suggest, if you can get out of that $60,000, do a subject to. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I should have said subject to. Yes.
Yeah, I'd do a subject to at the 3.125 and just make their payment. So there wouldn't be an additional $1,000, but I may be misunderstanding something.
Well, and I got to tell you this, you know, I'm not very experienced. I did a few wholesale deals a number of years ago. I'm trying to get back in, and I'm familiar with subject twos. That's what I'm proposing that I should do as a subject two here. And I was wondering if I did a wrap to increase the rate, that would increase the cash flow.
No. You're talking about selling it?
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah, I did misunderstand. So you're saying, look, Steve, I take over the 342, then sell it for 369 at 7% interest,
right,
and a wraparound. Yeah,
right.
I see what you're saying. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
The only factor, you're going to need to email me tomorrow after you get those numbers.
Yeah, I emailed you Friday, but I guess I got an auto response from you, but yeah, I'll definitely get back to you.
Yeah, please. I don't have an auto responder. So make sure you got the right address, steve@totalwealthacademy.com.
Okay.
And listen, if that doesn't go through and you get another autoresponder, call into the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I did get an email from you, and it also copied Trevor.
Okay, yeah, Trevor's my son. He's done a lot of single family.
Right. So do you still think to make this deal work, the bank would have to forego the $60,000 reinstatement? Because they're not.
Yeah.
They tell me they're
if
not.
If they don't, you're going to have 407 in it. That's not a good deal.
Okay.
Your best bet on this deal, if the bank is really being, which it sounds like they are, would be to try to buy it at the courthouse steps.
Okay. Gotcha.
But again, if you could, subject to the 342 and sell it for 469 on a 7%, yeah, I like that deal. I see why in your mind it's something could be made out of it, but not if they're going to, they'd have to back off that 45,000 mm-hmm. for it to even make sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll definitely get back to you when I get the numbers tomorrow, and I'm not looking to keep it. I just want to turn it over and move
on. Yeah, I know
to
what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's wise, because I don't think this would be a good rental, but it would be a good wraparound.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
let me know,
Steve.
Buddy.
I appreciate it, buddy.
You betcha. Talk to you later, Rick. Okay. Now, we just went through a bunch of terms that a lot of people probably aren't familiar with. I wrote the terms down. Let me get through the rest of this material that we're working on right now. And if I got time, I'll define a subject to and a wraparound. But my primary focus today is answering the question that all these big news outlets are asking me. How in the world did you do it when you didn't have any money, you didn't have any credit? And the first thing I did was I focused on myself. I focused on, because there's the foundation. It's working on yourself. Bear with me when I say this, and take it with a grain of salt, as they say. A lot of you are very negative. You know, it's, oh, this won't work, that won't work. You call it skeptical, and some of you take pride in being skeptical. It's really sad, but you're really just negative. And a lot of you that claim to be skeptical are really just, you don't want to take action. So you make excuses. Oh, I'm skeptical. No, you're just lazy and you don't want to take action. You're scared you're going to fail. And it's easier to complain and be skeptical than it is to take action. Some of you are true skeptics. Unfortunately, you're going to lead lives of quiet desperation as a result. But you've got to surround yourself with winners. I laugh about this all the time, because my friends used to ask me to do it. They would say, yeah, we're going out, we're going to talk about the stock market and, what, you know, maybe look at some ways to build wealth. And I go, what are you talking about? You're going out with four other guys who make the same amount of money as you do, talking about money? They can't help you. You got to hang out with people that are doing better than you. So I'll give you an example. I was invited to join this $20,000 mastermind group, and I took the free sample meeting, and there were, say, 10 business questions asked, and each person, you know, goes around the room and you find an expert in that particular field, and they help you. So it's kind of a mastermind group. And I knew the answer to all 10 or 12 questions. I want you to answer this question. Should I join that group? Absolutely not. I want to be the dumbest guy in the room, not one of the smartest. I want to be the dummy. I want to hang out with people that know more than I do. It wouldn't make any sense at all to join that group. So what people need to do is realize that this statement is true. It comes from a guy named Charlie Tremendous Jones. He said, "You will be the exact same person you are today, except, in 5 years, you'll be the exact same person you are today, except for the nonfiction books you read and the people you meet. You'll be the same." How many of you are reading nonfiction books? Very few of you. 70% of Americans never read a book after high school or college. How many new people are you going to meet in the next 5 years? And remember, they got to be doing better than you, be smarter than you, to be able to help you. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about really laying the foundation for success. And that foundation is not you alone. There's a fear out there that comes in the form of a phrase, me, myself, and I. I ask people, who's on your team? Me, myself, and I. That's a fear. And the fear is, I can't count on anybody. Backstabbers, haters, that all this stuff. That's not true at all. I am going on 60 years of age. I have never asked for help in my entire life that I didn't get it. Life and business, they're team sports. If you think that you're going to go out there on your own and do it, you think there's such a thing as a self-made millionaire. There's not. By the time I became a millionaire, I had over 100 people on my team. Over 100. I had over 30 real estate agents helping me. I had 30 or 40 wholesalers helping me. I had CPAs, attorneys, mortgage brokers, insurance agents, 1031 specialists, tax. I mean, it takes an army. It takes a big team to accomplish really anything big like we're talking about. Like you say, well, I want to be financially independent. I want to have a passive stream of income that meets and exceeds all of my wants and needs, right? That takes a team. If you think you're going to do it all by yourself, it's just that me, myself, and I fear that nobody helps each other, everybody's out for their own. That's a bunch of BS. So align yourself with successful people. And the best way I know is through clubs. You know, it's why I love what I've created at Total Wealth Academy, where, you know, for $500 you join and you come to a spotlight night once a month and you meet successful people. Some on the way to becoming millionaires, some already millionaires, some multimillionaires. And when you hang out with winners, you eventually become one. But don't forget, I know I preach about this all the time, you got to be reading. got to be studying. You got to be growing. Remember, when it comes to your brain, there is no coasting. Your brain is either blooming or dying. If you don't read nonfiction books, your brain is dying. It's getting smaller. I want you to think about this. I argue that most 55-year-olds are dumber than they were at 22. People get offended. Well, think about it. 70% of them have not read a nonfiction book since high school or college. They haven't grown. And does your memory get better or worse as you get older? Worse. So they've forgotten some of the stuff they knew at 22. They're dumber. And if you don't believe me, next time you're out in that age group, see if you don't hear them talking about the dumbest stuff. Futile, ignorant, useless stuff. They'll be talking about sports, what they saw in the news. Nothing, none of that's growth. None of that's going to help you build wealth or lead a quality lifestyle. It's unbelievable what people are doing to themselves by not reading, not attending seminars. You're killing your brain. And there's all kinds of research. You'll have to look it up because I can't quote it. But does it make sense that by not reading, by not using your brain, things like Alzheimer's, you're opening yourself up to that? You're taking a huge risk by not reading. Huge by not using your brain. Your brain is shriveling up. And you're boring. Oh my God. I go out with people in my age group and I'm just like, you're still talking about stuff I talked about when I was 16. They haven't changed. They haven't grown. Again, your brain is either blooming and growing or it's dying. It's shrinking. Keep that in mind. So in my little $500 membership, the people get 12 networking opportunities a year, once a month, where they can come in, hang out with millionaires, learn from them, study with them. They have almost 100 hours of online training to make them competent real estate investors. They're changing their lives. And you want to ask yourself, what are you doing to change your life? What are you doing? Same thing you did the last 20 years? That's not going to change your life. It's going to give you the exact same life you got right now. And why am I spending all this time on it? Because, again, Forbes, Wall Street Journal, Go Banking Rates, they are asking me this question. I must have received it from 6 different reporters over the last 6 months. Same question. And it's so simple. You got to surround yourself with like-minded people who are doing better than you if you're going to do better. If you're hanging out with a bunch of people in the same financial position you're in, you're going to stay right in that same financial position. So I've got 2 events coming up, and I'm opening these to non-members. We do this most of the time, but not all the time. If you're in the Houston area, let me make sure I've got the correct date on this. I think it's March 7th. On March 7th, we're having a spotlight in Houston. I'm going to pull this up, so if I seem a little distracted, I am. I'm trying to find this date. At the spotlight night, what happens is we meet at 6:30. And 6:30 to 7, we have cocktails, networking, and mingling. So you'll meet a few people then. Then we go into the seminar room. There's usually about 100, 150 people there. Many, many, many of them millionaires and multimillionaires. And we listen to case studies of recent deals. The speakers this month, in March, I should say, I'm not kidding you. You think I'm using hyperbole? I'm not. We'll blow you away. Camille Davis, I think she has, it's either 62 or 65 houses. Most she bought without down payments, without using her own credit. It's unreal how much she has achieved. And judging from her picture, I don't even think she's 40 yet. Then she, what she's going to do is a case study and explain to you exactly how she built this massive wealth. Right after her, David Priest is going to go on. Phenomenal guy. Great leader. Very principally centered. He's going to talk about apartment investing. How to use apartment complexes to build wealth both actively and passively. As you, most of you know, that's all I do is passive investing. You're also going to meet Donnie and Valerie Gothard of Verity Mortgage. They have financed hundreds of single-family houses for our members, including dozens upon dozens upon dozens of zero-down deals. They're phenomenal. But can you see, if you're meeting people like this, oh, and as soon as they're done speaking, we go back out to the bar area and network and have cocktails for another 30 minutes. So you got 30 minutes of networking before. You hear the speakers. They then come out into the main area and you try to meet them. Will every person be able to meet them? No. But you got a pretty good shot, and it's a better shot than you have sitting on your butt at home. So anybody that would like to come to that, it's free for members and non-members. I'm opening up to anybody free. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/spotlight.